This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I have mentioned many times, I love proverbs, aphorisms, Zen koans, paradoxes, fables. I love any single line where a big idea is succinctly expressed, or any kind of teaching story. I try to write them myself, and I collect any memorable ones that I find. Because of this passion, I have a gigantic document called One Sentence Aphorisms, where I collect my favorites. Of my entire collection, one proverb is among my favorites. I write a lot about it in my book Better Than Before, which is all about how to make or break habits. I quote the proverb at the beginning of the chapter on the strategy of safeguards, which is about how we can take steps in our lives to safeguard our habits, to make it easier to stick to them and harder to break them, and how we can learn from our mistakes to do a better job keeping our habits in the future. And I love this proverb. A stumble may prevent a fall. It's so comforting. Yes, I stumbled, I screwed up. Yes, I didn't do something the way I'd hoped I'd do it, but my mistake can help me. I can learn from it. A small misstep can help me avoid a giant misstep. I think about this in many areas of my life, not just in relation to habits. For instance, in high school, my daughter Eliza got way behind in her understanding of physics, and she needed to do a lot of work over spring break to catch up. This was not fun for her, but she did do it. At the time, I felt very annoyed that she'd let the situation progress as it had. But then I thought, a stumble may prevent a fall. She learned something from that experience. She learned that it's easier to keep up than to catch up, that difficult material doesn't become easier over time without a lot of effort, and that it's not helpful to avoid things that you'd rather not think about. These are important lessons to learn, and maybe learning them in the context of her high school physics class means that she won't make the mistake in her first job after college of waiting too long to work on a big, dreaded report. Little missteps can help us learn and grow so that we don't make bigger mistakes later. It may be unpleasant to experience this, but it may also save us much more pain later. A stumble may prevent a fall. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.